This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Giants Center in Hershey for day three of the PIAA Championships. I'm Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith, here to bring you the last round of consolations prior to medal matches here today. All three of the classifications are here, AA, AAA, as well as the girls, and we'll be together from here on out. So consolation semifinal action. These are the wrestlers who lost in the semifinals, taking on those who won in the consolations in that late round last night. So that is who will be wrestling here in this round. Winners will wrestle for third and fourth. The losers will wrestle for fifth and sixth. The first and second place matches and the seventh and eighth place matches are already set. So that's what we have on the docket here for this round. And then we will go into the medal matches, third, fifth, and seventh, which will start at 11:30. And then we will have the finals, which will take place at 4 o'clock.
Full day of wrestling, Greg. Our second day, third day overall. Excited to get this one started. Excited that this one is starting not after 11 p.m., as we did have some wrestling that ran pretty late into the evening last night. So refreshed and ready to go today.
And we have a total of 14 wrestlers who will be coming home with a medal from Washington Greene County. As far as where they stand in AA, Lucas Barra McGuffey, he will be wrestling in this round. Drake McClure of Bentworth, he will also be wrestling in this round, as will Colin White of West Greene. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, the fourth AA wrestler to get a medal, he will be wrestling for seventh and eighth. Girls wrestling in this round will be Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, as well as Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. Wrestling for 7th and 8th will be Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan, Raya Senepal of Burgesstown, Abigail Dolancho of Avella, and Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan. Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan will be wrestling in the finals. In AAA, three wrestlers remain. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan will both be wrestling in this round. And Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan is in the finals. So in total, 14 wrestlers from Washington Greene County will be wrestling for a medal here today. But all three classifications will be wrestling. Now in this round, we will focus solely on Washington Greene County wrestlers as well as WPIL wrestlers as a whole. And then once we get into the third, fifth, and seventh, as well as the finals matches, we will be broadcasting all of the matches with a continued focus, though, on Washington Greene County first, WPIL second, and then just getting you the results for the rest as they come in. So just want to make sure, you know, as we go through this, Washington Greene County continues to be our main focus because that's our coverage area for WJPA.
Yeah, and it'll be exciting to be able to see wrestlers across all of the rounds. Again, you mentioned several of them who will be wrestling here in the 9:30 session. And exciting that there are two wrestlers who will get a chance in the 4 o'clock hour to look to bring home a state championship. Back to Cannon McMillan in particular for our two state finalists.
And Marley Solomon looking to repeat. And obviously Lee Dreschman, a freshman. You went in as a freshman, not to put pressure on you, but that at least sets you up to be someone who can make history.
Yeah.
Which we have two of those wrestlers going today.
Yep.
Keanu Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic, Adam Waters of Faith Christian, both going for their fourth state title.
Yeah, and in addition to that, there are several high-profile matchups, both across the WPIL, but also just within the state, so a full day of wrestling, and this is as good as it gets, Greg. This is the cream of the crop. These are the best wrestlers remaining, and excited to see them all get underway, and hopefully specifically for Washington Greene County and the WPIAL, hopefully some higher medals come home to Western PA.
So they have cleared the mats, and we'll be getting the national anthem here in just a minute. And following that up, we will be getting underway here for the consolation semifinals. So let's go ahead and step aside, and we'll be back with wrestling in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Wrestling about to get underway here. We have girls wrestling on mats 1 and 2, AAA on 3 and 4, AA on 5 and 6. Do not have any Washington Greene County wrestlers to start, but we do have WPIAL wrestlers, Kristen Walzer of Montour. She'll be wrestling Mia Nesbitt of Neshaminy. We also have Michael Johnson of West Allegheny taking on Schaefer Hoffman of Downingtown West. I think that's it for WPIL-wise in this opening round.
That's what I can see as well. Both Johnson and Walzer. Well, it was scoreless, but Michael Johnson now on the board with a quick takedown. So Johnson out to a quick 3-0 lead. That's at 107 pounds. And Walzer now with a takedown of her own. So she now leads Nesbitt 3-0 as well. So the WPIL wrestlers off to a good start here this morning.
Johnson's is still scoreless.
No, they gave him a takedown, did they not?
No.
Oh, I could have sworn they gave him a takedown, Greg. I don't know what I was looking at, but I could have sworn they'd given Johnson a takedown.
You're off to a rough start over
man,
there.
Man, oh man, am I ever. Looking ahead, a few other WPIL wrestlers on deck. Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, Letters of Shaler, Bulger of Derry, so keep an eye on those on deck.
Michael Johnson was scoreless at the end of one. And
are you sure about that?
I am positive on that one. Hoffman of Downingtown West will be on the bottom for the second.
Anyway, Walzer leads 3-0, second period underway in her match. And I can confirm that Walzer of Montour is up 3-0. They are wrestling on their feet, her and Nesbitt.
Escape very quickly for Hoffman. He'll lead Johnson 1-0. Wrestling on their feet into a tie-up. Hoffman with an underhook in. Takes a shot at the left leg, left leg of Johnson.
Walzer and Nesbitt just tied up. Hand fighting, shot and attempt by Walzer. Trying to find that thigh of Nesbitt, driving her into the mat and gets around. No points awarded yet. Now Nesbitt with a whizzer, able to get out out in front. Now tries to cement mix over Walzer. They'll roll through it. Nesbitt in has Walzer in a front headlock. Still 3-0. Walzer leads. Now Walzer able to clear her head and now trying to get behind and lace the ankle for points. Side by side they go. Still no points either way.
Hoffman able to drag Johnson back inside near the out-of-bounds line, and in doing so, drops Johnson to a hip and gets a takedown. So a 4-0 lead for Hoffman over Johnson. 44 seconds to go in the second.
Walzer now with a takedown, so she extends her lead over Nesbitt 6-0. We'll get a stalemate with 24 seconds to go in the second period. Kristen Walzer of Montour leading 6-0.
Going to get a tilt for Hoffman. Only a one count. Now he'll get two separate one counts, actually. So no back points yet. 30 seconds left, second period.
Walls are going to be able, looks like, under 10 seconds to go to ride out the remainder of the second period. So a takedown in the first period, a takedown in the second period. And Kristen Walzer of Montour will take a 6-0 lead into the third period against Mia Nesbitt of Neshaminy at 100 pounds.
4-0 at the end of two for Hoffman of Downingtown West. Johnson will have choice for the third, and he's going to go neutral.
Walzer will start the third period down, broken down by Nesbitt. But again, a 6-0 lead, so just really needs to avoid staying off her back. Bar attempt there from Nesbitt. She'll have to reload and try a second time. Walzer pinching down on that shoulder. Third attempt now from Nesbitt to work that wing. Fourth attempt, Nesbitt continues to shoulder down, so needs to be careful for a stalling attempt. We're going to get a potentially dangerous 30 seconds into the third.
1:20 to go in the third period. Johnson trails 4-0. Still just looking at one each other at this point. Now a shot in for Hoffman. Switches to a double. Johnson trying to hang on to an ankle. He's going to have to give it up. Johnson now trails 7-0.
A locking hand penalty on Mia Nesbitt will give Walzer a seventh point. She now extends her lead to 7-0. About a minute 20 remaining in the third period there. So Kristen Walzer so far in good position to find herself into a third place match.
Tilt for Schaefer Hoffman. Only gets two separate one counts again, so no back points.
Nesbitt continues to try to run that wing up towards the head. Nesbitt more or less just kind of holding still, and she's going to hit with a stalling warning. But again, leads 7-0, so has some time to honestly continue to stall. 40 seconds to go. Again, Nesbitt trailing 7-0 to Kristen Walzer of Montour.
Michael Johnson will fall to the fifth and sixth place match. From West Allegheny, he drops a 7-0 decision to Schaefer Hoffman of Downingtown West.
And Mia Nesbitt running out of chances against Kristen Walzer, now looking for a cradle. Walzer's just going to kind of latch onto that leg as Nesbitt was looking to connect her hands on the far side. And again, Nesbitt just going to ultimately run out of chances as Kristen Walzer of Montour at 100 pounds is going to be your winner from Montour. Kristen Walzer, a 7-0 victory to move her into the third place match later this morning.
Patrick Bulger of Derry has just gotten underway. Also have Blythe Letters of Shaler coming up as well. So we'll have that for you in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and GreenSports.net.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Back here for the consolation semifinal round. Patrick Bulger of Derry trails 6-2 to Cruz Little of Faith Christian as they start the second period on their feet. Little's going to get a takedown and go up 9-2.
At 114 pounds on mat three right now, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. He has a 3-0 lead over Cale Mueller of Notre Dame GP. And on the girls' side, at 106 pounds, it's Blythe Letters of Shaler. No score against Jenna Housenecht of Montgomery. Letters riding on top in the second period. Again, no score. Trying to turn Housenecht, but unable to do it so far, but trying to work up towards the head. Has Housenecht broken down completely on her stomach? Barrett also leading again 3-0. He's riding on top of Mueller. Mueller going to stand up though and get an escape. So Barrett's lead shortened to just 3-1.
Had an escape for Bulger. He trails Little 9-3, wrestling on his feet. 45 seconds to go in the second. On deck for the Dyke Panel, Santino Sloboda in the hole. Kaylee Kiesecker for Derry, as well as Cam Baker for Burl. So that's what's to come. That's another takedown for Little. First Washington Green County wrestler will likely, it's going to go between Lucas Barr, Uni Ayala, and Collier Hartman.
All should be.
It just depends on how some of these matches, how quickly some of these matches go in front of them.
Yep. Barrett of Penn Trafford still leading 3-1. Trying to find a takedown after the escape from Mueller. So far, unable to do it. Just needs to clear that right leg as Mueller is kind of locked in on that ankle. And now we're going to get a stalemate. And they'll stop. That has 19 seconds to go in the second period. Letters of Shaler. Still no score against Housenecht of Montgomery. That second period nearing an end. Letters has ridden for the entirety of the second, so she'll have an opportunity to score in the third if she can continue riding here.
Deep double leg shot for Cruz Little to begin the third period. He's now up 15-3 on Bulger. He'll give an escape, make it 15-4.
Barrett's period ends again 3-1. He leads. Letters' period ends. She is tied 0-0. Letters will start down with a chance to score. And it looks like Barrett will start down to begin the third as well. Letters is up, so she now leads 1-0.
Takedown for Little. He's up 18-4. We'll give Bulger an escape, make it 18-5. Quick dump for Little, and he's going to get the technical fall 21-5 over Bulger of Derry. Time of that tech is 3 minutes and 58 seconds, so Bulger of Derry will drop to 5th and 6th.
And Barrett was given the escape to start the third period, and Mueller able to connect on a takedown, so a minute 40 to go. We have a tie match. Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, Cale Mueller of Notre Dame GP. Letters of Shaler. She still leads 1-0 against Housenecht of Montgomery. They're on their feet. A minute 12 and counting to go. Letters with an escape here in the third period, the only point so far.
Barrett is now 4-4 with Muller. One minute to go in the third. Barrett's on the bottom.
House next with a shot in on Letters. Letters has sprawled out. Trying to work down into a front headlock position. He's got pretty good positioning spread out. We'll get a stalemate. 28 seconds to go there. So Blythe Letters of Shaler trying to stave off Housenek's attempts here as Housenek trails 1-0. I've not seen a stalling warning yet over here, but been bouncing around a little bit, so we'll see. Letters now pushing back into the center of the mat. Under 15 to go. Letters trying to hang on with a 1-0 lead. Housenek trying to hand fight. Trying to get positioning. Letters is doing a great job of staying center and circling. Shot attempt by Housenek, but it's going to be too little too late. As Blythe Letters of Shaler, a 1-0 win at 106 pounds. So Letters moves into the third place match.
Escape for Dylan Barrett in the final seconds, and he will win 5-4, and he will be your third place finisher. Or not, he'll be wrestling in the third place match, I should say, here coming up in just a little bit. So great job by Dylan Barrett to get into that third and fourth place match. So we have no WPL wrestlers out there at the moment. Santino Sloboda of Butler will be the next one coming up. We also have Cam Baker, Kaylee Kiesecker, Uni Ayala of Canada McMillan is in the hole. As well as Lucas Barr McGuffey also in the hole. So we got a couple of Washington County wrestlers coming up soon as well. So we'll step aside for a timeout and be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Santino Sloboda of Butler has come onto the mat here to begin his match against Chase Williams of Central Fox East. And they are scoreless just 20 seconds in. Sloboda trying to, he's got a leg in right now, wants to try to secure the takedown. 30 seconds left.
Really close, yeah,
Williams just holding on to that right leg of Sloboda. Now down on the ankle. Sloboda able to get that clamp off the ankle momentarily, but still holding on to the bottom of the foot is Williams. Looks like a takedown to me at this point. And there it is with 3 seconds left. Sloboda will have a 3-0 lead after one.
Williams was the former state champ who lost in that. Can't think of who his opponent was, but saw a really good semifinal match last night between Williams and...
I think it's Kevin Millart is who he lost to.
Yep. Yeah. A last second skirmish there that Williams came on the wrong side of, but Sloboda with a nice takedown here at the end of his first period to give himself a 3-0 lead. Key Secker of Dairy Area on deck, as well as Cam Baker of Burrell. And again, as Greg mentioned, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan in the hole on mat two. So we'll make sure to bring you her full match here shortly, in addition to Lucas Barr from McGuffey coming up in the hole after Cam Baker. So we'll make sure we bring you Barr and Ayala's matches in their entirety short soon.
Williams starts the second period on the bottom. Tries to sit out and turn. Now trying to hip Sloboda over to his side. Now trying to come in a little bit of like a Peterson-type situation. Sloboda is high right now. Trying to still hang on to that wrist. And trying to maintain control. He is somehow able to spin behind. I don't know how.
Yeah.
He looked like he was going to definitely give up at least an escape, if not a reversal. But now he's going to get a leg in and wants to try to get towards a tilt, but they're out of bounds.
He had that stacked right, too. I think he would have had it if he hadn't fallen out.
Yeah, he would have had the back points for sure.
No doubt.
But unfortunately, no feet or arms were inside the circle, so out of bounds they went. Fresh start for Williams underneath. Sloboda throws a leg in.
Yeah, looks really comfortable there with that leg in. Breaking Williams down and now going to work.
Down under a minute remaining in this second period.
Cam Baker coming onto the mat for Burrell. He's got Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge.
These guys have wrestled about 4 or 5 times this season. Deputy's won them all but one. Baker did win one of them against Deputy. This is the first time Dom Deputy has wrestled in a consolation match in the state tournament. 2 runner-up finishes his freshman and sophomore year. Won the state title last year, but gets upset in the semifinals. Now faces a familiar foe in Baker.
Nice shot in there by Deputy. Baker trying to scramble. Deputy has the leg up. Back trip, and he'll get the takedown. So Dom Deputy out to a 3-0 lead.
Final seconds of the second period for Sloboda. Looks like he will ride for the entire second period. He'll be up 3-0 after 2 periods.
Yeah, I thought Sloboda looked really good in that second period riding. Again, almost had that tilt connect, but out of bounds, so nice period for him.
He'll be on the bottom for the third period. And Dom Deputy will be on the bottom for the second period. Leads Baker 3-0.
Deputy will get a quick escape, so he extends his lead to 4-0, shot in by Baker. Trying just to dump Deputy off. Still has that left leg of Deputy wrapped. Deputy can't quite decide whether to fight against the leg or fight against the body. Ultimately, Deputy able to clear the leg. And now switches and has an inside single in on Baker and has Baker lifted up with the leg. So Deputy now looking for another, tries to back trip. Now to a front headlock and studs sticks the cradle, and he gets the fall. Dom Deputy was able to pick that leg very quickly, grab the head, a very quick fall call, but connected on that standing cradle, put Baker on his back, and Dom Deputy with a fall at 148 to defeat Cam Baker of Burl.
Sloboda still on the bottom in this third period. Leads 3-0. Williams hasn't been able to turn Sloboda. Lucas Barra McGuffey coming up here in just a minute.
Kyla Kiesecker of Derry. She's on the mat too against Samaya Raming of Northeast. But you're right, Lucas Barr getting his ankle band on, so we'll make sure we bring you that action.
Sloboda has 25 seconds remaining in his third period, leading 3-0. Lucas Barr is underway. Gets into a quick tie-up. He is wrestling Bradley Wagner from Mifflinburg.
Chase Williams looking for that far side cradle, and he's just going to run out of time, and Chase Williams gives up the attempt. So Santina Sloboda of Butler, a 3-0 win. So into the third place match for him. Congratulations on that win.
30 seconds in, still no score between Barr and Wagner. Barr with a shot, Wagner sprawls back. Now Wagner with a counter shot. Back to their feet. Now Wagner in on the leg of Barr. Barr able to get him off that leg. And they go out of bounds with 10 seconds remaining in the first. Scoreless at the end of one are Barr and Wagner. Barr will win choice. He'll go on the bottom to start the second.
Raming of Northeast with a 10-1 lead, and she's got near fall points against Kiesecker of Derry. That match probably nearing its conclusion before too long, and again, Uni Ayala will follow, so we'll make sure we bring you her match in addition to Lucas Barr going on.
In the second period, he's been flattened out by Wagner of Mifflinburg. Wagner trying to work a 2-on-1 right now. Up to his feet is Barr, trying to peel the hands, and Wagner will force him out with 1:35 to go in the second. Drake McClure of Bentworth is in the hole on the same mat as Lucas Barr, so got a couple in front of him. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan also in the hole. So we got a couple of more local wrestlers coming up after Barr and Ayala. Still no score between Barr and Wagner. Barr trying to get up to his base. Wants to get to his feet. Trying to break him down is Wagner. Now wants to try to throw a wing in, a wing and a half. And now he's starting to try to turn Barr on the edge of the mat. Barr is in some trouble. Stacked up. He does give up some back points. Now he's on his back momentarily. Bridges off, but back points will come. Four of them for Bradley Wagner. And he takes a 4-0 lead on Barr.
Boy, Barr's lucky that he didn't get a fall there. You're right. He had him stacked. And Barr may be fortunate to only give up four.
Out of bounds with 29 seconds left in the second period.
Kiesecker of Derry trailing 14-3. That match nearing the end of the second period.
Barr tried to come to his feet. Wagner gets him back down to the mat. Down to 10 seconds left in the second period. Oh, And it'll be 4-0 at the end of two for Wagner, leading Barr, and Wagner will go on the bottom for the third.
Looks like we may have some blood time to Roming, so that'll give Kiesecker a break. Again, Ayal of Canemac following that match.
Wagner tries to come up to his feet. Barr sticks behind now with a trip. Wagner turns in. Barr trying to hang on to the leg. Now picks the leg up. Wagner was looking for a cradle, but they end up out of bounds. 24 seconds into the third. Potentially dangerous just off the initial return for Barr. Barr tries to hop out to the side. Now Wagner to his feet. Hits a switch, and he'll get the reversal on Barr. So Wagner will go up 6-0. With 1:15 to go in the third.
Coming up on mat one, quickly, Anna Duncan of South Park. She'll take on Graham of Southern Lehigh. Again, waiting on Ayala's match to begin on mat two. Her match before her in the third period. Kiesecker trailing 14-3.
45 seconds left in the third for Lucas Barr, who is flattened out right now and trailing 6-0. Now trying to get up to his base and wants to get to his feet, but he'll get flattened out. And now Barr hit hard on being flattened out, and he's going to call for injury time with 27 seconds left here in his third.
Duncan of South Park quickly taken to her back by Graham of Southern Lehigh, trying to stave off the first period fall. Graham stepping back over. Duncan just trying to roll her shoulders back over flat. Still about 15 seconds to go. Graham's got four near fall waiting and trying to get a fall. Got Duncan to flip back. See if Duncan can survive here these last few seconds. And Anna Duncan will survive the first period. She'll trail 7-0. Kiesecker, some blood time with Roming, so Kiesecker's match still ongoing. Again, Ayala will follow.
Barr back underway and up to his feet, taken out of bounds by Wagner. 21 seconds remain in the third. Wagner leading 6-0. Get a caution on Barr. Barr want to try to come to his feet. He's flattened out. And it's not much offense here for Lucas Barr or McGuffey. And Lucas Barr will wrestle in the fifth and sixth place match here coming up in the next round. He's going to drop a 6-0 decision to Bradley Wagner of Mifflinburg.
Kiesecker able to pick up four near fall points. She's back within seven. It's 14-7 now, but under 30 seconds to go. Trying to connect. And she'll go out of bounds with 21 seconds to go again. Uni Ayala to follow there. Anna Duncan of South Park now trailing 10-0, and more near fall points coming for Graham of Southern Lehigh. She's got Duncan for four more near fall points at least, if not a fall. So both these matches should be wrapping up here soon. And we'll bring you Uni Ayala. As Greg mentioned, Drake McClure also on deck now on mat six. And it looks like Duncan is pinned at 1:58. So Anna Duncan of South Park will go to the fifth place match. And Kayla Kiesecker of Derry will also go to the fifth match. She falls 14-7 to Samaya Roming of Northeast.
So Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, she'll be up next. We got Drake McClure on deck, Collier Hartman on deck. We'll be back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
And we are back, and Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan is underway.
Wrestling against Callie Hess of Benton. A couple hooks there for Ayala coming into Benton. Tries to little throw with the hooks, but they separate, and apart they go. Ayala again with a strong left underhook. She'll separate again from Hess. Ayala pushing tempo early. Trying to hand fight there. Trying to get up into the body of Hess. A little shrug and tries that Russian tie, but will let go of it once again. Ayala now just 10 seconds to go in the first period. Shot fake. Again, really hard up into the upper body of Hess. The first period will come to a close. No score. Ayala of Canamac, Hess of Benton.
She's our only Washington Green County wrestler out there and also the only WPIL wrestler out there on the mats right now.
How about it?
So, sole focus on Uni Ayala. We got a number of WPIL wrestlers on deck, though.
A whole bunch.
Maggie Alfera of Laurel, Sophia Davis of Plum, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin, Drake McClure of Bentworth. So the mats will be littered by WPIL wrestlers
very soon
after this, this round of action.
Yeah, Ayala is going to start the second period on top. So far, riding successfully. And just as I say that, Hess stands up and gets an escape. So Callie Hess leading 1-0 on their feet again. Ayala quickly works up in with the hooks. Hess just does not seem interested in being tied up to Ayala. Ayala trying to dictate pace here. It's that left underhook. Now comes out into a front headlock. Maybe tries the mix over. Hess now into the legs of Ayala. Going to pick her up and dump her. And Callie Hess is going to connect on a takedown. She's got near fall points as well. Callie Hess of Benton, chest on chest, and a fall for Callie Hess of Benton against Uni Ayala of Cannon Mac. That came at 157. And Ayala was trying to push the pace on her feet, but Hess able to get in deep on a double, and then this was connected, that double. Ayala to her back, and she will wrestle for fifth place coming up here later this morning.
So that will bring Davis of Plum to the mat. She'll be the only WPIAO wrestler. But we do have Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. He's on deck. We also have Drake McClure of Bentworth. He is on deck. And both of those matches have about a period to go that's in front of them. So we will step aside quickly and come back with Davis's match as well as all the Washington Green County wrestlers, as we will be back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul, and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, Sophia Davis of Plum taking on Julie Ortiz of Mariana Bracetti. Only WPL wrestler out there right now, Greg.
Yep, and she is now trailing 3-0. Ortiz with a takedown here in the second period. So about a minute to go in that second period, and Davis trails. But as you mentioned, several WPIL wrestlers on deck, and one is about to hit the mat, and Drake McClure of Bentworth.
Yeah, he will be wrestling Chase Boozer of Muncie. McClure getting his ankle bands on, and he'll be getting underway. Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan also on deck. Match in front of him is halfway through the third period, so that'll be coming soon. But Drake McClure of Bentworth underway at 139 pounds. McClure with a leg swipe into a tie-up right now. Boozer wanted to get a shot in, and McClure fights that off. Halfway through the first period.
A fall at 232, Julie Ortiz of Mariana Bracetti. A fall over Sophia Davis of Plum. So Davis will fall to the fifth place match.
Just 10 seconds remaining. Drag by attempt for McClure to go out of bounds with just 10 seconds remaining. Collier Hartman about 30 seconds away from being able to go to the scorer's table and get his ankle bands. And Drake McClure of Bentworth will be scoreless at the end of the first period.
Yep, as you mentioned, and Hartman, we can see him warming up besides mat three. The match in front of him now just 20 seconds to go, and has a major decision waiting ahead, so shouldn't see any sudden victory there.
Second period begins with Boozer of Muncie choosing the bottom position. McClure throws a leg in, riding with this leg just 15 seconds into the period. Flatten Boozer out. He's got him on his right hip right now with that leg in.
Yeah, has that left side, you know, locked up pretty well, so.
Yeah, the leg's tight in there for Drake McClure right now.
Kind of just got scissored on it, so.
Biggest thing is just continuing to try to force action. Even if you don't get back points, don't let him get a fresh start, because he has a deep, he's got him flat, and he's doing work now on the head, trying to work on the shoulders.
Yeah, and I mean, from what I can tell, it seems like he's doing exactly what you're saying, Greg. You're right, he's doesn't appear to be satisfied with just the leg. He's right, working heavy on the head. Collier Hartman has hit the mat. On mat four, he's got Reef Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. They're just underway, no score.
Seconds remaining in the second. Drake McClure still scoreless with Chase Boozer of Muncie. Boozer now coming up to his knees. 15 seconds left in the period. Still leg in there for McClure. Now trying to grab at the head was Boozer and quickly got off of that. So McClure will ride for the entire second period. He'll go on the bottom, I assume, for the third.
No score with Hartman and Dillard. Still no real shot attempt yet by either wrestler. They're tied up right now in the center. Need some exchanging kind of blows and half shots. A little bit of a shot attempt there from Hartman, but quickly paddled away by Dillard. And first period will come to a close. No score between Hartman of Cannon-McMillan and Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic.
Start of the third period for McClure, and he is flattened out by Boozer. Now Boozer is going to get the legs in. He's got one leg in. He's looking for a second. Looks like he will get that second leg in.
Some quick blood time to Hartman. So end of the first period, again, no score. Hartman just being tended to with a little blood time. Klingensmith of Norwin on the mat. He trails 6-1. Alfira of Laurel on the mat. She trails 1-0. Stick with McClure here, though. Tied in the third period, about a minute to go. And he got a one count there. Yeah, it's kind of barred him over, but
he tried to roll through on it. Now trying to tilt him back over. McClure trying to get his arm free. Boozer's got a half now. McClure trying to shake him off, though, a little bit high at the moment. Boozer able to readjust. And now Boozer trying to throw a leg in as McClure tries to sit into him. 35 seconds remaining, third period. Now McClure trying to turn in. His arm is trapped. He had the right wrist of McClure. If not for that, McClure definitely would have been out. Now a count. He got two count right there with the arm trailed back.
Yep.
He was able to tilt it just enough to get a two count on McClure. Back points not awarded yet, but now McClure is going to sit, get an escape, so he trails 2-1. Just 10 seconds remain, and now just running away is Boozer.
Yep.
Getting hit with a stalling call is first, but he won't be able to have time for a second, and Chase Boozer with that near fall points will defeat Drake McClure 2-1.
Yeah, really tough break there for McClure. Confident wrestler Boozer is. There were a couple times where it looked like he was not in great position to find those near fall points, but was able to, you're right, just get those two swipes to get the 2 points. And then you got to do what you got to do there in those waning seconds to kind of just run away. And unfortunately for McClure, just ran out of time, quite frankly. So tough loss there. Coming back to Collier Hartman and Reef Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. Hartman and Dillard, no score. Hartman has ridden here through the first minute of the second period. And now working under the arms. Dillard in his base. Hartman's leg, though, gets stuck out, so that allows Dillard to stand up. Hartman now kind of has them lifted up off the mat, brings them back. A roll through by Dillard, but Hartman sticks with them. A little nearside trip. And out of bounds, they'll go. Nice shot from Collier Hartman there as Dillard was up to his feet on a few different occasions, and Hartman able to bring him back down to the mat on both of those times. So back to the center, they'll go. 44 seconds remain, second period. Collier Hartman of Cannon-McMillan, no score. Alfira of Laurel, a 4-2 lead in the third. Klingensmith trailing 9-3 in the third. Those are two Whippeel wrestlers, but sticking with Hartman here. Dillard able to reach back and kind of get under the right thigh of Hartman. Hartman kind of just clinging on to the side. Another funk roll there, but Hartman sticks with him. Hartman now working kind of forearm near ankle, kind of over the head towards that arm, and has that near ankle nearby. Not sure if he has the cradle locked up. I think he does. And so Hartman still in bounds. His feet are, but they hit the padding against the hockey walls. So he got, I think, one swipe of near fall points. He was able to lock up the cradle. Really tough break there for Hartman. He would have had points.
If he's on any of the other three sides, yep. He's got four back points.
Yep, because, I mean, he was very clearly had, it wasn't like, hey, a toe is dragging on the line. That was very clearly in, and the official gave him the swipes, but as soon as they hit that barrier, it's going to cause a stoppage. A couple more rolls there, and, oh, what a great job from Hartman. Dillard made a couple, basically, somersault rolls, and Dillard just hangs on to the ankle and will get through the second period. Still no score, and Hartman will choose down. So tough break with the near fall opportunity, but a nice job defensively from Hartman to ride out for the entire second period. To the third period we go. Hartman chooses down. Dillard will give him the escape. So we begin neutral. Hartman with a 1-0 lead. We'll catch up on some other WPIL action around the match. Around the mats here at the conclusion of the Hartman match. But
well, let's get a quick result. Miles yep. Grossman of Gettysburg will defeat Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin 10-3. So Klingensmith will go to fifth and sixth.
Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely.
Good timing. Still pushing on each other, Hartman and Dillard are. Now we're about 35 seconds into this third period. I've not seen a stalling warning against either wrestler. Dillard, though, pushing in. Dillard tries to push in a little too much. Hartman tries to just kind of move behind him, but they'll go out of bounds and back to the center. 1:15 to go. Dillard really pushing into Hartman. Go ahead.
Maggie Alfira of Laurel was a 4-2 winner over Ella Tuford of Octora, so she'll be in for third and fourth.
Still no stalling warning yet, but Dillard now really pushing into Hartman. I think Hartman's going to have to be careful about a stalling warning and subsequent penalty points to follow. Hartman does have blood time, though, so he will be tended to. 55 seconds to go. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, a 1-0 lead over Reef Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. But again, Dillard starting to press the issue here, trailing by one.
Grace Naisman of Upper St. Clair leading 1-0 over Layla Cologne of Mannheim Township. They're in the second period wrestling neutral. That's the only other WPIL wrestler out there right now. Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon is on deck, as is Campanella of Pine Richland. Hathaway of Mount Lebanon on deck. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon also on, or excuse me, in the hole is Hathaway. Cole Gibbons is in the hole. And that's it for WPIL-wise on the board.
Yep, Hartman and Dillard back to it. Still on their feet, not tied up, now tied up. Dillard trying to set something up. Hartman trying to match that intensity. A little bit of a, not quite an over-under, but a little bit of a bear hug there. Both wrestlers standing a little bit more upright. Dillard tries to, or Hartman tries to clear himself. Hartman in on a shot. Pretty good one. Now kind of sweeps down to the ankle. Dillard now playing defense with the Whizzer. Under 20 seconds to go. Hartman still in on that leg. If he can continue to work on that leg, Dillard tries to body into him. Hartman hanging on. Again, Dillard trying to work up into the chest of Hartman. Hartman, though, hard on that ankle, needs to be careful. Dillard again continues to try to just push up into him. And a quick whistle is at the end of the match. It is Collier Hartman of Cannon Mac. A 1-0 decision of a Reef Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. Collier on to the third place match. Nice effort there from Hartman. I love, again, the best defense sometimes is a good offense. And Hartman showed it there, getting in on that leg in the last 25 seconds and being able to withstand the pressure of Dillard.
And the first Washington Green County wrestler to go for third and fourth.
Yeah, I love the resilience. A lot of I give Hartman a ton of credit, too. He to work his way back. I think he lost in the quarterfinals, if I'm not mistaken. He's worked his way all the way back now to a third place opportunity. So excellent work for Collier Hartman.
Three wrestlers remain in Washington Green County in this round. Braden Collins, Akana McMillan, Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, Colin White of West Green. So all of that is still to come. We're in the third period, 1 minute to go for Naisman and Cologne.
And you mentioned Giada Campanella of Pine Richland. She has hit the match. Natalie Deutsch of Parkland. Keep an eye on that. You mentioned two Mount Lebanon wrestlers on deck with Gibbons and Jocks. Actually, three Mount Lebanon wrestlers on deck. Hathaway, Jocks, and Gibbons. So hopefully we have a nice contingent of Mount Lebanon folks giving us a listen this morning. And you're right, nothing in the hole right now for any of our remaining Washington Green wrestlers.
But after that round, I think is when they'll all
That's when we're going
to... Giulianelli, Collins, and White.
Yep.
Will all probably come right around the same time, I would imagine.
Nasman and Cologne now tied at one. Still no score, Campanella and Deutsch. Like we're running pretty well on time to begin the medal rounds. Slated to begin at 11:30. Right now, again, timing seems like that's probably pretty accurate.
No doubt about that. Headed to overtime, 30 seconds in. Naisman and Cologne. An escape for Campanella. She leads 1-0. There's a headlock attempt in overtime with 9 seconds left. And unfortunately not hit is for Naisman, and that means Cologne will be your winner 4-1 in overtime. So we'll pick up more of Campanella, and we'll have much more action from the Mount Lebanon wrestlers Greg mentioned in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Touchdown Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast?
Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Paramount Lebanon wrestlers on the mat. Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon leading 1-0. She is leading Whisper Abercrombie of General McLean. A minute and a half to go in the second period, and actually her teammate quickly off the mat, so we'll have to get that result for you.
Which one was that?
We also had a result for Pine Richland as well, so let's get you both of those
now.
Results. Well, I got to get a refresh here real quick.
Yep.
But that's the only...
Looks like Campanella won her match against Deutsch of Parkland.
Yeah, she won by fall at 131. And Camilla Hathaway of Mount Lebanon, she won by fall over Amelia Smith of Dallastown in 49 seconds. So two quick falls by Campanella and Hathaway while we were away. And right now, Paige Jocks leading 1-0, wrestling neutral against Abercrombie. And she is the only one out there. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township is now on deck after those two quick falls.
Yep.
So she'll be coming up soon. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon remains on deck. And looks like that's it for not only local, but WPIL-wise as well.
Yeah, you mentioned two, still waiting on Calgaro and White. They are upcoming in this. And Calgaro then.
Now Calgaro's in for 5th.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. You're right. Collins and White. Thank you. Cannon Mac wrestler and West Green wrestler. The wrong Cannon Mac wrestler. That's right. Braden Collins. Excited to watch him wrestle today. We talked about it last night. He had his last two matches of the day, maybe two of the most exciting ones. And you want to talk about it? He was on the brink of elimination, and now it's a chance to fight all the way back for a chance to wrestle for third place. So excited to see Braden Collins this morning.
Yeah, definitely a great tournament for Collins.
Similarly, certainly Colin White deserving of some flowers, too. I know he had a really, really tough semifinal match last night. And would love to see Colin White cap off his tremendous career with a few more wins here today.
Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon about to get underway. He'll be wrestling Johnny O'Brien from North Penn. Gibbons from Mount Lebanon.
Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon also has extended her lead now into the third period. 4-0. She leads Abercrombie of General McLean.
Takedown for O'Brien on Gibbons, 30 seconds in. He's up 3-0. So as of now for Washington Green County, two wrestlers in the finals, five wrestlers going for 7th and 8th. We have one wrestler going for 3rd and 4th, and three going for 5th and 6th. And we have three wrestlers still to determine, and it's either going to be 3rd and 4th or 5th and 6th.
Jocks of Mount Lebanon has added to her lead, now 9-0, a three-point takedown and two near fall points. So with a minute to go in the third period, Paige Jocks looks to be another WPIL wrestler, finding her way into a third-place match.
Gibbons of Mount Lebanon had an escape before the end of the first period, so he trails 3-1 after one. He'll be on the bottom for the second. Up to his feet quickly, and Gibbons will get free for one. So that'll make it 3-2.
Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon, now under 20 seconds to go. Riding on Whisper Abercrombie of General McLean and Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon. Looks to have secured a win here today, under 10 to go. She'll have a major decision, 9-0 over Whisper Abercrombie of General McLean. Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon, your winner at 148 pounds.
110 to go in the second. Cole Gibbons trails 3-2. Wrestling on his feet.
And Julianelli of Peters Township, she on deck on mat one, and her match in front of her is in the final minute of their bout. So stay with us here as Julianelli's match, of Peters Township coming up very soon.
Fifteen seconds remaining in the second for Gibbons, and now he's got blood time going.
Fall over on mat one, so Liliana Julianelli of Peters Township will come on. Julianelli had a full day yesterday, three matches, and I think all of them really took a toll on her, so hopefully she's feeling better today. She comes onto the match. Her opponent, Charlie Ray of Northwestern. To get moving here, we'll bring you the Julianelli match. And off they go, tied up. Front headlock attempt for Ray. Quick whistle. I think the clock maybe didn't start on time. So the officials will adjust the scoreboard. So they had the stopwatch going, but not the display clock. So adjusting that. So 10 seconds gone, and we'll get Julianelli's match back up and going.
Had an escape for O'Brien of North Penn. He leads Gibbons 4-2. They're wrestling on their feet, a minute and a half. They go in the third.
Front headlock for Ray now. Julianelli down on one knee, swiping at the leg. Ray right now in pretty good position. Maybe a little throw by here, trying to set that up. Julianelli hard, though, on that left elbow, so she'll force a stalemate with 17 seconds to go. Back underway. First period will come to a close. No action between Charlie Ray of Northwestern and Liliana Julianelli of Peters Township. So second period coming up for her. A few WPIAL wrestlers have hit the in the hole, but still waiting on Collins and White, so stay tuned here.
Brady Brown of Derry. And I would think the next match coming out will be Colin White's. A couple of 215-pounders and AA are on the board.
Yep, so you need the 215-pounders in AAA and the 285-pounders in Double A, and that'll give us our two remaining. Giulianelli rides on top here to begin the second period. Sit out attempt by Ray. She'll turn Giulianelli, though, not quite able to follow. Ray able to lace that ankle. Giulianelli, though, does a nice job of maintaining upper body control, though. So Ray got about half her body behind, but not all of it. And Giulianelli still in control here. 40 seconds gone by second period. No score. Giulianelli trying to kind of sit back and clear her right leg out from the ankle lock that Ray has. Trying to kind of tight waist over as well. Slipping off the body up towards the chest. Giulianelli, though, a lot of strength there and stalemate. So a good sit-out attempt by Ray. Got herself partially clear, but credit Giulianelli for using her strength to keep that at bay and a stalemate. So 54 seconds remain. Second period, still no score.
Cole Gibbons back underway, trailing 4-2. Shot in by O'Brien, and Gibbons is not going to be able to defend it. Takedown for O'Brien. He's up 7-2. 50 seconds to go in the third.
Giulianelli now working up towards the head, but it will lose control, and Ray will get the reversal. So just about 30 seconds to go, and Charlie Ray of Northwestern now has a 2-0 lead. Giulianelli will get her chance on the bottom here, but it's a 2-point deficit now as Ray rides on top here for the remaining 15 seconds of the period. Ray's going to try to run the wing, or run the bar up towards the head, but Giulianelli stymies that attempt, and the second period will come to a close. Ray of Northwestern, a 2-0 lead after two.
That's back points for O'Brien of North Penn. He's going to defeat Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, 11-2. Puts Gibbons into the fifth, sixth place match.
Third period underway. Giulianelli's going to choose neutral. So with the chance down two, realizing she needs that three-point move. In on a shot, nice little dump. And Giulianelli of Peters Township with a three-point takedown. She takes the lead back 3-2. Kind of set it up like a fireman's carry, but instead of up and over, she could have dumped it forward. So a nice shot and great finish there. And Giulianelli now leads 3-2 over Charlie Ray of Northwestern. Working that wing, and we're going to get a quick whistle and a potentially dangerous as that arm started to navigate north towards the head. So official will blow that one dead. 1:17 remaining, third period. Third period takedown by Giulianelli will give her a 3-2 lead. Ray hips back into her and is going to get the two-point reversal, and she's going to have near fall points. She's got the half in. Giulianelli trying to shoulder down on it. No near fall points awarded yet, but Ray has that pretty deep half and is trying to restack it back up.
Giulianelli doing everything she can to not roll over. That shoulder's bent so far back.
And, of course, that's the shoulder that she has completely, you know, wrapped up and everything. So, and injury time will hit. 45 seconds to go, and Charlie Ray of Northwestern has retaken the lead. It's 4-3.
No other WPIL wrestlers out there right now. On the on-deck side, Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, Brady Brown of Derry, and in the hole, Colin White of West Green is on the board, as is Chapman of Albert Gallatin. So White is coming up here in just a couple of matches.
And it looks like Collins will be on mat four from what I can tell. We'll see him likely populate here on the board here momentarily.
Yeah, he'll be in the hole as well, as the match just finished up on mat four, and that is the case. So Collins and White both out on the board right now. So still getting tended to is Giulianelli of Peters Township. Looks like she's going to be good to go.
Who's going to start down here, going to need to find an escape and or a reversal here, trailing by one, 45 seconds to go. They'll restart. Off the whistle, Giulianelli quickly up to her feet, turns back. Ray kind of drops down to the ankle. Giulianelli going to turn in, and we're going to get a very quick, potentially dangerous. Giulianelli again restarts here, under 35 seconds to go. Tight waist by Ray, working on the right arm of Giulianelli. Giulianelli tripods up, unable to get any further, and is broken back down to her chest. Under 25 seconds to go. Ray heavy on the head. And Giulianelli's got to get going here, under 20 to go. Trailing by one, up to her knees. Giulianelli trying to bring her knees up underneath her. But Charlie Ray of Northwestern, a little too much, has a half Nelson in, and that'll do it. Charlie Ray of Northwestern, a 4-3 victory over Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. Giulianelli to the fifth place match later today.
So no WPL wrestlers out there right now. We have Colin White of West Green and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. They are coming up here in just a couple of bouts, so we'll have it for you in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Brady Brown of Derry has a 3-1 lead at the end of one over Jaden Immler of Chestnut Ridge. Immler will be on the bottom for the second, and we're also going to get a forfeit win, it looks like, for Michael Spielman of Strathaven over Hunter Snyder of Latrobe. Snyder, if you recall, had that knee injury at the end of his match against Pollock. So it looks like Snyder may just default out to sixth place. Doesn't do much for our two wrestlers as they're still in the hole. Braden Collins of Canada McMillan, as well as Colin White of West Green.
The match six match though just ended. Excuse me. Hayden Harvey gets a win and sudden victory over Luke Fugazzotto. So that'll move Colin White up to on deck. So that does a little bit of help for us at least.
Looks like one of our scoreboards got adjusted down there, Greg.
Matt, oh, no.
I'll have to get down there and fix that.
Might have to do some recon work here at the break.
Although there's only one more round, and then I'll go from six mats to three.
And I sure hope at that point you get to – we have a good angle onto onto the scoreboard. So
we did get those two fixed yesterday.
You got those two fixed yesterday, yeah. How's it look? Looks great, Greg.
Yeah, those ones are sticking true for us, how we got those moved a little bit.
Chapman of Albert Gallatin, just another WPIL wrestler. She is on deck on mat two at 235.
So Brady Brown, the only one out there for the WPIAL. He is leading 3-2 over Immler. And he's got 30 seconds to go in the second period. Again, Colin White is on deck. Braden Collins is in the hole.
They've already wrapped up wrestling on mat one, it looks like.
Yeah, it doesn't look like. I mean, they didn't move him last time. And
I think we're running a little bit more on schedule this morning, too, than we were last time. I think the frustration of not optimizing the mats is when you're running behind schedule. So as long as things continue to run on, I think we're okay. We're about 10 minutes till 11, and the next session is not scheduled to begin until 11:30. So
going to get a takedown for Brady Brown with just about 10 seconds left. He's up 6-2 with 10 seconds to go in the period. Now Braden Collins moves to on deck. Teague Sanderson of State College gets a win, so he'll be in for third and fourth.
Yep. Defeating Christian Bird of Hershey. Easy drive this morning, I assume, for him.
So we got Collins and we got White on deck. They'll be coming up next. We got Brady Brown wrestling his third period. So we'll get you an update on Brady Brown's match. And then we'll get you set for Colin White and Braden Collins here coming up next on the WJPA Sports Network and Greensport.net.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Brady Brown of Derry leading 6-2 on Emler of Chestnut Ridge. He's got 30 seconds to go in this third period. Brown on the bottom trying to hit a reversal, very close to getting it. He's got the ankle laced, and he'll get that reversal. So Brown now leads 8-2. A minute to go in the match in front of Colin White. And in the second period is the match in front of Brady Collins. Brady Brown of Derry looking like he will advance to the third and fourth place match. He will defeat Emler of Chestnut Ridge 8-2. So we got 40 seconds remaining in the third period, a 6-0 score for Colton Tupper of Reynolds over Kai Miller of Newport. But we do get a fall on mat number 4, and I think that is for Braden Zurcher of Nazareth over Franco Latore of Interborough. So that'll bring Collins up to the mat. So Brady Collins walking his way over. Final 15 seconds, Colin White of West Green walking his way over. We'll come back in 1 minute with both of those matches here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan is underway. He's taking on Decker Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts. Colin White of West Green has now hit the mat as well. He'll be wrestling Daniel Williams of Glendale. Greg, you want to focus on Collins? I'll focus on White.
I got him. It's tied up. Collins and Bechtold are. About 15 seconds remaining. No real shot attempt either. Both are tied up very tight. Now they separate for just a moment. But it looks like the first period here with Braden Collins and Decker Bechtold will come to a close. No score.
Shot in by White and not able to get to the legs. 20 seconds into the first. Only other WPL wrestler out there is Jenna Chapman of Albert Gallatin. She leads 1-0 over Nolina Knott of Dallastown. Focus on White and Collins. We'll try to at least get you the score of Chapman.
Second period, Bechtold will start down. He's up to his feet, cuts away, and he leads Braden Collins 1-0. A quick escape for Bechtold.
Final 10 seconds of the first period for Colin White. He will be scoreless at the end of one.
On their feet now, Braden Collins, Decker Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts. Again, continuing just a hand fight. Bechtold leading 1-0 after a quick escape here to begin the second. Shot attempt there by Bechtold, quickly paddled away.
Cradle attempt for Williams off the whistle with White on the bottom, unable to get it. Now White to his feet. Williams picks up the leg, drives White towards the out-of-bounds line. White trying to cross-face him off the leg, and White will be able to do so and get the point escape.
Still under a minute to go, just a 1-0 lead, not much action from the neutral position for Braden Collins. Little throw by shot attempt there, but out of bounds they will go. 45 seconds remain. Decker Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts has a 1-0 lead on Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan.
White able to get in on the legs of Williams, picks it up high in the air and gets the takedown. Colin White's lead now 4-0. I think we got the West Green contingent sitting below us.
I hear it. That's great.
I think they might be to the left of us. That's just a little bit.
That's exactly where they are. Yep.
Colin White riding and leading 4-0, 50 seconds left in the second period. We do get a final on the girls' side, and that was for Chapman of Albert Gallatin. She won by fall. Looks like at 3:51.
Second period comes to a close. Still 1-0. Braden Collins trailing Decker Bechtold of O&J Roberts. Not a lot of action from the neutral position, and Collins of Cannon Mack will choose neutral here, trailing 1-0. So we'll see if this strategy works for the Big Macs here this afternoon. Again, Collins trailing 1-0, and throughout about 3 minutes so far, not a lot of action from neutral.
White tries to put Williams' arm behind the back, and we'll get a potentially dangerous with 9 seconds left. And now injury time coming for Williams.
A little bit of a shot attempt, now a big snap down by Collins, has Decker Bechtold down on his knees, both wrestlers on their knees, a little throw by mixer attempt by Collins is unsuccessful, so they'll tie back up, and back up to their feet they go as they center back. Closing in on 1 minute to go, third period, 1-0. Bechtold of O&J Roberts leads Collins of Cannon Mack. They separate again as Collins works back towards the center. Shot attempt there by Collins, blocked away by Bechtold. Back up to their feet they go. Bechtold has the left arm wrapped up of Collins. We're now under 45 seconds to go. Still 1-0. Collins needs to push here in the tie-up. Collins pushing into Bechtold, trying to find some opportunities here to set something up, but we'll disengage again under 30 seconds to go. Collins now trying to push in. Snap attempt there by Bechtold. Out of bounds. They'll go, just 20 seconds remain. Braden Collins of Cannon Mack trailing 1-0 to Bechtold.
White rides for the rest of the second period, so it'll start of the third period with Williams of Glendale on the bottom. White leading 4-0.
Shot attempt in by Collins, can't quite get his hands around the knee, stands back up. He tries to toss Bechtold in a last-minute move, throws Bechtold on top of him. They, for Collins' sake, thankfully go out of bounds, but just 5 seconds to go. Collins, last-ditch effort coming in. Bechtold will circle away, and Decker Bechtold of O&J Roberts, a 1-0 decision over Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. Collins will go and wrestle for fifth and sixth place later today.
1:20 remaining in the third period for Colin White of West Green. He is riding and leading 4-0. He has Daniel Williams of Glendale flattened out. Williams tries to get up to his knees, and White flattens him back out. Down to a minute remaining in the third period. 7 wrestlers came into this round for the Washington Green County area. Been a tough one, though. Collier Hartman, the only one with a win. The other 5 going for 5th and 6th, with White still to go here, with 35 seconds remaining in this third. Colin White looking to join Collier Hartman.
But White's looking good right now, so 30 seconds to go.
He's looked tough on top. He's been able to really just have his way with Williams from the top position. Down to 20 seconds remaining. White getting out to the side, wants to try to trap the arm again. And he's down to the final 10 seconds. And Colin White of West Green will go to the third and fourth place match. He's going to win 4-0 over Daniel Williams of Glendale. So 14 wrestlers are getting medals for Washington and Green County. We will let you know who is wrestling where for what medal coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
14 total wrestlers will come back with medals from Washington Greene County. Let's tell you where they'll be wrestling. 11:30 is the start time for the 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches. For 3rd and 4th, two wrestlers, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan and Colin White of West Greene. 5th and 6th, five wrestlers, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. And for 7th and 8th, five wrestlers as well, Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan, Raya Senepal of Burgistown, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, and Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. Finals are set for 4 o'clock today, and two wrestlers will be wrestling for state gold, Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan and Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan. So Greg and I will be back on around probably in about 15 minutes.
Yep.
We'll be back on to set the stage for the medal matches and then back again around that 3:50 time to set the stage for the finals. We will have all of the matches for 3rd, 5th, and 7th as well as the finals matches as well. So we will be back in just a short while here on the WJPA Sports Network and GreenSports.net.
95.3 WJPA.